Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We're so thankful for you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for it's our purpose to teach only those things that are found in God's holy and in divine word. If at any time you have a question or a comment concerning something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject and you'd like for us to spend time and study it on the program, let us hear from you. You can contact us at the address given by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. Some time ago, there was a little accessory for a computer on eBay, and an email was sent to the seller asking if he would take $18 for it. And apparently he thought that the offer was far too low, and he shot back an email rather bluntly, $18, get real. Now this was not the first time that I've heard this expression. He used that expression to say $18 is not a realistic offer for that item. For years now, kids have used variations of this as a type of salutation. Two kids leaving each other might say, keep it real. If I understand correctly how this is read, it is a way of saying, be yourself. Or don't let anyone make you what you're not. It can even simply mean, see you later. Hope things go well with you. Now, these slang expressions, like many others of the past, will most likely be short-lived and soon forgotten. But I thought about the significance of such words if considered from a Christian's perspective. I want us to consider a few applications of get real. We should get real in our treatment of others. Far too often, Christians allow themselves to be very inconsistent in their treatment of other people. A brother or a sister may be kind and loving to others, but rude and cruel to their family. A child of God may talk about God's love in the church building and then yell at a driver on the road or give a server in a restaurant a tongue lashing. Or perhaps we show partiality to those that are wealthy, those that are attractive, but we disregard those that aren't. In doing so, we may convince ourselves that we're good, faithful Christians, all of the while ignoring the reality of our condition before God. The Apostle John said in 1 John 4, verse 7, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. And in defining love, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 and 5 says, Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil. We must honestly evaluate our treatment of others if we're to see how we really stand before God. But then again, we should get real about our understanding of sin. You know, the soul that is outside of Christ does not take a realistic view of those sinning. It may seem to them as something fun and pleasurable. Taking an interest in spiritual things, on the other hand, seems boring and unnecessary. But the reality of the situation is that sin against God is a vicious cancer that eats away at our souls. It separates us from God, and it promises only condemnation. The alien sinner is not the only one that may fail to realistically understand his sin. The Christian, they can excuse certain behavior, saying that, well, you know, that's just the way I am. And they may imagine that their good works eliminate the need for the saving blood of Christ. Friends, these attitudes reflect a view of sin that is unrealistic, and it's spiritually deadly. Paul told the Romans very bluntly in Romans 6 and verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." John declared it plainly in 1 John chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. "Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil." That's reality. But also, we need to keep it real when it comes to our behavior. You know, the slang expression that's used by kids reflects an understanding of the fact that many of us, whether as adults or children, are hypocritical in our behavior. We want to be Christians on Sunday and Wednesday, but worldly the rest of the time. We may become timid around classmates or co-workers and ashamed to let people know our faith. We allow life circumstances to determine whether we will be faithful in our attendance at the church. Or we may lie to maintain appearances, get ahead, or take advantage of someone. You see, when we do these things, we try to fool ourselves into thinking, if no one else sees our hypocrisy, then it's no big deal. But the reality of the situation is that our hypocrisy nullifies our faith. The part-time Christian is a full-time sinner. And James teaches in James 4 and verse 8, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded." See, the reality is that living the double-minded life of the hypocrite, we cannot please God. Also, we should keep it real when it comes to our view of this world. Nothing about this world should lead us to think that it's permanent. All plants and animals and people, they'll wither, they'll decay, and they'll die. Even rocks and mountains and streams crumble, they erode, they evaporate, and yet many of us want to live our lives as if this world will last forever. We may not be able to see the spiritual side of our makeup, but the reality of the matter is that our soul is the only thing about us that is real in the sense that it is enduring. One day, this world exists, our bodies exist, but it's only for a time. One day they'll both be burned up and they'll be dissolved into nothing. John said in 1 John 2, verse 17, by inspiration, "The world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever." So what plans are we making for the home of our soul. What provisions are we making for what is truly real and enduring? Yes, we need to get real about our treatment of others, about our understanding in regards to sin, when it comes to the way that we behave, and we need to keep it real when it comes to our view of this world. If you're interested in studying the Bible, but you want to do so at your own time and do so in the privacy of your own home, let me direct you to eastalbertville.org, a website where that you can find a Bible correspondence course that you can take at your own time and in the privacy of your own home. And two, if there is a Bible subject that you have been studying or thinking about and you'd like to learn more about what the Bible says, on this same website, eastalbertville.org, you can type in your subject, and that will direct you to outlines, sermons, articles that are on that website pertaining to that Bible subject that will help you in your study of whatever word it is or whatever the matter, subject matter might be. Also, if you would like to receive an email bulletin that contains Bible articles every 2 weeks on this website, eastalbertville.org, you can sign up, give us your email address, and we will put you on the address list, and every 2 weeks you will receive an email bulletin containing Bible articles. And let me assure you, they will only be Bible articles. They will not be in any way, any shape, form, or fashion soliciting you in any way. We simply are concerned with what God's Word teaches, and that's what that email bulletin is about. Also, if you'd like to see and hear previous Bible studies and sermons that have been conducted at the East Albertville Church of Christ, then you can go to our YouTube channel, and there under the East Albertville Church of Christ YouTube channel, you can find previous Bible studies, previous worship periods that we've done since the beginning, about March or April of the year 2020. There's a host of Bible studies, there's a host of even these radio programs can be found on this website. These radio programs, again, since the first of this year, have been given titles. And so without having to just haphazardly click on a program and listen to whatever the subject is, you can have a choice of picking those programs that have a Bible subject, a Bible matter that is of interest to you. So friends, all of this is available, and we urge you to take advantage of the opportunity that's there for us to study God's Word and to better our understanding, to increase our faith. Well, that's how faith comes. Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Till then, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastalbertville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.